This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Our buddy Daryl Ryder recaps each and every practice and game while featuring the best highlights from the coaches and players during their media availabilities. And of course, all the on-the-field action as well. So subscribe to 92.3 The Fan, our channel on YouTube right now, and get all of the latest from Daryl and the Browns throughout the football season.
There you have it. You know, Dan, I'm looking at ticket prices for Ohio State at Wisconsin this week. Want to get? I mean, this it's the ESPN thing where it says tickets as low as. I mean, Camp Randall is probably one of the best places on earth to watch a football game. And do you know how low tickets are going?
Are grumpy right now.
Oh, man.
Oh, the Badger faithful are grumpy. I mean, they were chanting Fire Fickle the last time they were there.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting.
I like the alliteration there.
Oh, they're smart. And then they jump around while they're doing it.
It's a mess. My uncle was going off on the phone about it. I called my father when he was visiting his brother, and his brother proceeded to talk for about 6 minutes and did nothing but yell about how horrendous the Badger offense is. And that's the sad thing is he went to Marquette.
You want to guess how low the tickets are?
$25.
32.
That sounds about right.
Wow, I can't believe they're only 30. That's the cheapest ticket for Ohio State throughout the rest of the year. Wanna the last game of the season in Ann Arbor? Wanna guess what those are going for?
$212.
Jeff, you want to shout?
$325. $385.
Jeff is
Jeff.
Like, I don't like when I play this game with Jeff because he's always like
in the neighborhood.
In the range, yeah. You're always
nice.
You're the yodeler. Like the yodeler never goes over the top. Nice job. All right, we've had a fantastic show so far, and we are not even close to being done. Daryl Ryder joined us at 10:20 today. Mary Kay Cabot at 11. Mike Martz was with us, and then Jeff just did his college quarterback roundup. You know what we need to do? Mm-hmm. We need to find out what's going on in the NFL. Dan Menigan, give us a little rapid fire.
Do it, Dano. Dun-dun.
All right, gentlemen, let's start in a really interesting place that I didn't think that we would be. Daniel Jones has been playing really well for the Indianapolis Colts.
Yes, he has. It's time for Jeff Phelps to take a victory lap.
I'm sorry, I had to clear my throat.
Now this is where
let him clear his throat.
This is where rapid fire turns into Jeff and I just yelling at each other.
Good.
Shane Steichen has done a hell of a job putting together an offense that hides every single flaw that Daniel Jones has.
In other words, coach him up
and surround him with a boatload of really good talent.
Isn't that the idea? Sorry. That's kind of the idea of the whole thing.
And not to mention Lou Amarillo has that defense play really, really well. Let's not forget that point either.
Well, that's good.
You know what's neat about Indy? And I use that word in a fun way.
St. Elmo's?
No. 32nd in the league is the Browns, averaging 13.7 points per game. And number one, Indianapolis, at 32.3 points per game.
Hmm.
fun.
All I know is that I thought Daniel Jones got a really raw deal in New York. If you take a look at what he did there, was it great? No. Was it just god-awful? No, I don't think it was. And I thought he got a raw deal. And he's 6'5", about 240, and can run. Sign me up. Let's. In our situation here, he's a guy the Browns should have looked at. And Andy, you want to go back to our shtick from last year? Let's find us a quarterback.
Yeah.
He was prominent on that list, and they chose to pass. I thought there were several guys on last year's list who would have been just fine, and Daniel Jones was one of them. Sam Darnold was another. Russell Wilson would have been a short-term fix, and there was one other guy, Carson Wentz, I thought would have worked. And Carson's doing a solid job right now in Minnesota. We'll see if he starts moving forward or if they're going to go back to J.J. McCarthy if he's healthy.
What would Mike Tomlin have said if he came to Cleveland after playing in Pittsburgh for a year?
Who?
He just said it.
Russell Wilson?
Russell Wilson, yeah, oh, sorry.
I don't think he would.
You can have him?
Yeah, probably would have.
I don't know, after yesterday, thanks. I'm just wondering what he's going to say.
Can I just throw this out? Russell Wilson would be still starting, except for the fact that they drafted a quarterback in the first round. Russ threw for 450 in a game this year. We have anybody who's thrown for 450 in a game this year?
That would be three games combined.
Russ is. It's.
I am not saying he's the answer.
It breaks my heart, but it's time.
Well, I'm not even going to argue with you.
He's cooked.
But if you were looking for a short-term guy, and he could still get traded. You never know. But if you were looking for a short-term guy, I think you could have done worse. How's that?
Okay.
So the other one I wanted to point out, did you see Carolina running back Rico Dowdle over the weekend?
Oh, my God, is he on fire.
239 scrimmage yards, 183 rushing, 56 receiving yards, and a touchdown, and his win over Dallas going against the team.
Yes.
Who moved on from him.
Yeah, after he had a good year.
Yeah.
And you know what he said? They didn't buckle up.
Exactly. Leading in, he was asked by the media, what do you want to tell everybody in Dallas? He said, buckle up.
Yeah, they didn't buckle up.
He said that on
up.
Wednesday. They asked him on Sunday. They didn't buckle up.
Good for him.
It's fantastic to see.
You know what's interesting there, though? They have Chuba Hubbard, and Chuba's been out hurt. I wonder what's going to happen when he comes back, because how do you not give Dowdle carries? That's two games in a row where he's been really good. Really good.
Not bad for undrafted.
It's a running back, Andy. Yeah. You can find him anywhere.
He's fast as all get out.
Oh,
too.
Yeah.
He's got some explosiveness to it.
Man, 239 yards.
He barely played his first couple of years in Dallas, too.
So your first coach fire was Brian Callahan. That took place right after we got off the air yesterday. The Tennessee Titans moving on from him.
In less than a year and a half.
Exactly. Less than a year and a half. Though, again, worth pointing out, they did bring in an entire new front office and kept Brian Callahan, and that rarely, rarely works.
We get it. Yep. We get it.
That rarely works. Right move for the Tennessee Titans to move on from, Jeff?
Right move for two reasons. And you have to buy into these reasons. Number one is exactly what you said, Dan. He was working with people that didn't bring him in, new management. Secondly, they used the number one overall pick in the draft on Cam Ward. I thought Cam looked really intriguing last year coming out of school. He didn't look good. He hasn't looked good for Tennessee so far. If you don't think that Callahan is doing a good job of developing the most important asset for your franchise, then you need to move on from him. That it's bottom line. That's what it is.
No, I can't argue with that. Although, despite the fact, I mean, fans are probably having regret saying, wishing they had Vrabel still there. No matter who owns a team or management or whatever, it doesn't make a difference. And let's face it. I mean, there are Browns fans that are wishing that they didn't let Mike Vrabel walk out of the building last year.
Was there a power struggle down there in Tennessee? I think at the time there was.
Mm-hmm.
But here's the thing. Take a look at John Harbaugh. Ravens right now are 1-5, like the Browns. Would you fire John Harbaugh?
No.
No way.
No, because he's a really good coach. Look at Mike Tomlin. Mike's in his 18th.
But he's got the cachet to not be fired. He's not in his second season.
But hang
it's
on,
not
though.
His fault.
But hang on. What I'm saying is, if you have a good coach, you don't get rid of them. Like, that's why I would, if I was Tennessee, I'd have figured it out with Mike Vrabel. You know, he's a good coach. If you're Mike Tomlin, you can go ahead and be 8-9 or 8-8 or 9-8 for three seasons in a row. And you've built up enough goodwill and people know you're a good coach that you're okay. If you have talent, you can coach it up. That's why John Harbaugh, are you kidding me? John Harbaugh got let go by Baltimore and he won't. He'd get hired in a heartbeat. If he wanted to go get a job this year, he could somewhere. And if not, he'd certainly be the leading candidate next year. If you have a good coach, you keep him. And then you put the talent around him and make it work. But if they didn't think Callahan was doing the job with Cam Ward, I get it.
Next. So you brought up Vrabel. Let's stick with Vrabel. The New England Patriots are 4-2 at this point. Drake May looks like one of the best quarterbacks in football. And they are absolutely cruising.
Yeah, doesn't he, though?
I'm baffled by this. Are we calling this real? Is this legit that the Patriots are here and that Drake May is finding his way into the upper echelon of quarterbacks?
It's early, but boy, does he look good. And he's throwing to a group of wide receivers who are pretty okay. I'm not even going to say good because, you know, I don't know that he has. You know, he's got an older Stephon Diggs. He's got Keyshawn Boutte, who's had a couple of good games. And he's got some young guys there with some talent. Travion Henderson in the backfield. They have something there. Imagine if they could give him a really top-notch wide receiver. And you can be sure they will.
I look at New England and I just think Vrabel is going to have a competitive team no matter what. Like, I can't see Vrabel not having a team that can't get to 8 or 9 wins every year. I'm not saying, you know.
Very Tomlin-like.
Yeah, it's very Tomlin-like, and I mean, it's just the way he is, the way he coaches, and that I think those teams that he has coached reflect the way he played as a player as well. So, you know, when you look at that and you say, where are you going with Vrabel on this stuff, it's like, I expect New England just to keep getting better and better.
I would think so.
We'll see where it goes. I mean, it's fascinating how all of this stuff continues to turn around and how New England went from being such a massive mess to now all of a sudden seeming to figure it out. I don't know.
They look pretty solid.
Can I go back?
And by the way,
1 point.
Browns see him in a week and a half.
Yeah. Do you have one big one? Come on, because I want to go back to the Callahan situation for 1 second.
Sure.
Because I was going to bring it up at the end and I didn't have a chance. I know. We got it. Bill Callahan come back here?
No, I don't want him back.
You don't want him back?
I want him back.
Why?
Because Tennessee's offensive line was a train wreck.
Yeah, they were really bad.
They were really bad.
I don't know, man. He had some kind of magic here, though. I would tell you.
Yeah, but Joe Flacco did. What happened to that?
He brought vets in. He brought in his own guys. I mean, it just... I know. Not to mention, if you're Bill Callahan, why would you want to? You just got fired. You'd rather collect checks.
Actually, I believe he quit.
Yeah, he did.
Oh, I could be. Okay.
I believe he quit from what I saw. I don't know that for a fact. But when he let his son go, he walked.
Yeah, I wouldn't.
I don't wonder how our current offensive lineman would feel about it anyway.
I wonder how our current offensive line coach would feel about it.
Well, that's true, too. So you don't bring him back as your O-line coach. You bring him back as a special advisor. Like Vrabel, same thing, right? Okay, sorry if you have one more.
Yeah, I'm good.
You're good?
It's time.
I'm good.
It's time to say goodbye to Rapid Fire.
Well, I mean, on the Rapid Fire side. I mean, the other one, we could listen to Jeff Jarrell on himself over Sam Darnold if you want.
Jeff?
Well, that's where we would start.
He had a big game last week, too.
And the two of you, you could drool over Jaxon Smith-Njigba, who's looking like probably the best, one of the best wide receivers in football
right now. He's been really good.
He's been outstanding as well. And the Seattle Seahawks just keep finding ways to win.
See, here's the thing.
It's not bad living in Seattle right now for sports, is it?
Not bad living in Seattle right now.
Darnold, not at all. Darnold showed he could play a little bit, you know, when he was in Minnesota. Well, why... No, could the Browns have gone after him? Not well, probably not with Deshaun. You know, could Daniel Jones have been signed here? Maybe not with Deshaun.
It feels like Sam Darnold is kind of like Jeff Garcia. Remember when they brought Jeff Garcia in here and they decided, okay, we're going to put you under center and we're going to do all this stuff, when in reality everybody was like, what are you doing? Jeff Garcia is a West Coast quarterback. Put him in the shotgun. Let him just do short passes and all of that stuff. And I wonder if you put Sam Darnold in this offense, if he would just crumble.
Well, that's where you coach it up and you tailor an offense to fit the skills of your players. That's what coaching is supposed to be. It's not supposed to be, this is what we do, let's go find the pieces. That's a tough way to go, I think.
The better way to go is
we have some talent. Let's coach it up.
Yeah, I can't even, I'm going to say this again today, too.
That was the most impressive rapid fire we've done in a while.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, way to go.
All right, so I'm going to change your tune. I might have an optimistic view of, yeah, you don't want to mess with the Lou. They're pretty good basketball. Football team's getting better, too. An optimistic way to look at the Browns moving forward here. Yes, I actually spit these words out when we come back. 216-474-0092, Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan. All right, he's Jeff Phelps, I'm Andy Baskin. 216-474-0092, he's Dan Menigan over there.
Hi, Dan.
All right, I can't believe this is going to be spoken into existence.
We feel that way about a lot of the things here on the show, Andy.
And I'm very so hesitant to even bring this up. But, we spent all this time talking about the first six games, right? Has anybody looked at the next five games?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
If you have, you'll see the records of the next five teams equal up to 8-22.
Oh,
8-22.
You're saying playoffs? Here we come.
I am not saying
Andy Baskin calling for the playoffs.
I am not saying playoffs. But what if
playoffs?
What if? I still don't think we have the wide receivers to pull this off. But
you keep plugging away, little buck.
Yeah, I know, Chris. Thank you. I mean, Miami's very winnable. Right.
Yeah.
Miami's very winnable.
Miami better be winnable.
Seems okay. Like a mess right now.
New England. Why am I doing this to myself? New England's. It's at New England, so I'm concerned about that. That's going to be a hard game. And they're at the Jets. And weird things happen when we play the Jets. But
Jets aren't good.
It's a very winnable game. Help me with this one.
3-6, baby. Here we come.
What is Baltimore?
Do we?
Baltimore's 1-5.
Yeah.
What are they?
They're waiting for Lamar Jackson to return before they go on their run.
Is Lamar going to come back, though?
Yep.
When's he coming back?
Sooner rather than later.
Let's just say
I'll bet.
Can he hang out until November 17th?
I don't believe they'll allow that.
Okay, so that's a mirage. 1-5 Baltimore's mirage, right?
Their defense is a mess.
Well, they're not playing real well.
Against us, though?
Their defense is a mess. They have no pass rush to speak of. And then they went and traded Adolphe Owe. They turned around and moved him to the Chargers.
God bless you.
Which was a big deal. I mean, he's one of the better pass rushers. Metabike's done for the year.
God bless you.
They're the snake bite team. They're the injury team. You just look at it, and everybody is just
they've
so
had a rough
banged
go.
Am I crazy that I can see an optimistic path for this team?
Well, Andy.
You get Vegas after that. They're 2-4. Then you play San Francisco, but then you get Tennessee after that. And then it's all winning teams down the stretch the last 4 weeks of the season. Chicago's 3-2, Buffalo's 4-2, Pittsburgh's 4-1, Cincinnati's 2-4. So sorry, three out of the four last 4 weeks. And then, never mind. I'm not even gonna say it. What if it was a meaningful game at the end of the season against Joe Flacco? Oh man,
Dan.
Yes.
Yeah, I know.
Do we have the squad on the way?
I don't know. Do you guys have that jacket where my arms can be behind my back?
Andy?
Jeff?
We'd like you to meet Ted, and here is Steve. They're going to help you.
But, can you see a tiny bit of optimism?
Fellas, be nice to Andy.
Your next five games, the combined record of those teams are 8-22.
No.
All right, no. I'm just throwing it out there.
This is a bad football team.
Andy, I know. You have seen the offense, haven't you?
They're a very bad football team.
But I have seen our defense, too. Come on, they're going to luck their way into a win or two here, right?
Yeah, they're going to play Miami.
Your best defensive player walked out in front of the media and said, yeah, I'm getting a little tired of the fact that we're playing our butts off over here, and that's just sputtering in the mud.
Hey, Quinshon.
I am with that. I got you.
What do you think of 35 carries?
Quinshon doesn't know how to lose. That's a good thing.
Oh, he's learning.
Oh, he's learning.
Oh, Dan, that was bad.
I just kind of want to...
Hell, he get the teacher's manual handed to him on that one.
Andy, you're trying to be optimistic. Guess
can I blame
what?
My father for this?
That's great.
Can it's I blame adorable. My family for this? I mean, it all could kind of turn on a dime pretty quick here.
No,
you get a win against Miami. I mean, again, every game is a season into itself. Isn't that what we've learned over the years? Every game is. And we've got to do better. What if they actually start to do better? Are you going to sit around and go, oh, they're messing up the draft pick?
Can I? What's the point of this segment?
To be optimistic. Like, I found a path of optimism.
Okay, great. You found a path.
I actually put this out there so the two of you could beat me up
you
for
found,
15 minutes.
You found
minutes.
A path without looking at our team. That's the problem.
But need that for a
yes,
quick
the schedule drop. Says, yes, some easier teams coming up. The defense says, yes, we can win some football games. The offense says, blech.
And the special teams hasn't been anything to phone home about either.
Yeah, the special teams, I can see the offense and defense getting together, and special teams will blow at least two of these games.
You want me to give you some sunshine?
Why is our special team so bad?
Let me give you some sunshine. You ready?
Yeah, go ahead. Wait, what's the purpose of you spreading sunshine when I looked at this optimistically for a second?
Try and keep those guys with the little white coats away from you.
Great. They can go for you next.
Quinshon, it always feels better when you give yourself a hug.
Quinshon can go for 100 yards. That will help Dylan Gabriel. I would love to see Dylan Gabriel go out and throw for about 250 against Miami. And
250? How about 125-yard pass,
and,
Jeff?
You know, hook up with Isaiah Bond. Hook up with Jerry Jeudy and make this thing work.
Isaiah's got to be watching the ball. That's the problem.
Okay.
Oh, now you make fun of me for being optimistic, and then I turn around and say something to you that's a little bit snarky, and that's not okay. You guys are killing me.
I thought it was actually fabulous, but, you know. Look.
Am I the only one that does this stuff? Again, I call it Brown's math. I sit here in the fourth quarter and try to figure out how they can score 21 points in 3 minutes by using timeouts and coming up and trying to figure out and blah, blah, blah. Like, it's a sickness. Being a Browns fan is a sickness because you try to figure out ways to, like, maybe it's not the end of the road.
Don't be so dramatic.
Okay. Thanks, Jeff.
The offense has stunk. Can it be better? Yes. Give the ball to Quinshon. Dylan, let him throw a little bit. Can I throw this in? How about just a little more creativity in play design and play call?
Isn't it fascinating how Kevin Stefanski's play calling has changed over the years?
Well,
and maybe
Andy,
it's based on
his
talent.
Personnel.
But I mean, it's just everything they do is so predictable now. It just feels predictable.
Oh.
It does, Jeff. Like, they can't get
first and goal from the three. Run the ball. Oh, yeah, I didn't predict that pass. Guess that wasn't that predictable.
Okay, you have one series. Otherwise, they seem conservative and predictable.
I think Kevin's doing the best with what he's been given to work with. And I also think that maybe what he has to work with is clouding some of his judgment because he's trying to make chicken liver out of something else.
I think what bothers me about this whole conversation and maybe perhaps this segment is the whole notion of evaluation versus winning. And no one wants to live there. I don't want to live there. I want to evaluate you by saying you got to win at the end of the game. You got two first round picks. I don't care. I don't care. I want you to go out and win every week. I don't care that they only have one win this season. I watch this defense go out there and give that everything they possibly can. Yes, they gave up one bad drive. They gave up a really, really bad drive against Minnesota.
Andy, the defense is going to give you a great chance to win against the Miami Dolphins. If you have an adequate offensive performance, you win this game coming up on Sunday. Adequate. Doesn't even have to be good. Adequate.
Where's Adam? I can't even. Where is that, Jeff? Let's find out. Adam, where are you?
Parma.
Oh, Parma. I see. Yeah. I thought you were from a new city called Para. Sorry, go ahead. What's up, Adam?
Well, Parma is known as the Paris of the Midwest.
That is true. I didn't realize that.
Really
Your
true.
Wine is outstanding, by the way. When, this, exactly, when the grapes exactly. are in season hey. In Parma, it doesn't get any better than that.
Exactly. Hey, I guess my biggest issue here is that, to me, one of the best attributes of a good GM is the evaluation of future and potential talent. And I'm supposed to sit here, trust Andrew Berry to do whatever this little mini rebuild or whatever he's got to do, when he had the current MVP candidate in his building for multiple years. And I'm not saying, oh, Baker was all good, or, you know, there was good, there was bad. But to not see that potential and then also go, actually, we don't need him, and I'm going to get rid of three draft picks. Then the second decision to bring in another quarterback was even worse. And now I'm going to go back to that guy and say, hey, rebuild the Browns again. He was handed such a gift, a young core of talent, a good quarterback, a stud running back, a good cornerback, and a defensive end. Build around it. What has he done? And I keep hearing that this draft is his saving grace. Okay, is Mason Graham a saving grace? I know the Pro Football Talk guys love him, but I haven't seen him. There's just this level of.
Is that the biggest? I think Mason, as far as first round picks, he's been pretty good so far. Like when you're losing games, are we going to sit here and talk about a defensive tackle that, especially when you're standing next to three other guys that are playing great too on the defensive line? Like the defensive line, like sitting here complaining about the defensive line is just head scratcher to me. I'm not ripping
I'm
you for saying that.
About
I just
the draft,
but
as
I,
a
I mean,
whole.
I mean, Carson Schwechter has been amazing. He really has. Carson Schwechter is one
about
of the best.
Draft as a whole. He burnt a house down, which was this young core that he had, and now he's coming with a new mailbox and saying, "Look, it's a new mailbox. Isn't this great?" Well, what about the inferno behind you that you left in your wake?
So my question is who put the accelerator on the matches? Was it him or was it someone else? Because can we all be super honest about this? And I'm not saying this to defend Andrew, but
right.
In any other scenario in the NFL, how do Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry survive last year even? They don't. Someone else is taking the blame for the whole Deshaun Watson thing. And we heard the swing and a miss.
Hard to not think that that has a.
There's just no way these two guys have survived this long if upper management didn't believe it was their fault.
I'm not saying you have to fire Andrew Berry. I'm saying how can you look fans in the face and say this is the guy to identify the talent that is going to create a new core or a new roster or a new team that's going to be even better when he literally had the current MVP favorite on his team, and there was bad and there was good, so was a young Brett Favre. I mean, people who like Baker.
I've got Baker. Look, no one has said better things in the last week or two about Baker. I mean, I've been saying it for the whole year. Well, thanks for the phone call. About Baker. I wish he was. Jeff and I go toe-to-toe on this almost every show.
Andy has the whole design for the statue in his garage right now.
I wish Baker was a little bit more mature when he was here. That's what it comes down to. And then I wish, you know, Deshaun Watson said he didn't want to come here. Does anybody remember that? And then Baker said, I'm out of here on social media. And so now the owner's like, give Deshaun whatever he wants because we got to get him in here. And all of a sudden, ching, ching, money changes everything. And here we are paying the price today for a general manager that had three, whether he would have done something great or not, I can't tell you. But it was a general manager that had three first-round draft picks. Gone. Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.